This is State of Change, WPR's look at food, land, and water. Across Wisconsin, there are state and federal efforts to reduce industrial pollution in waterways. In some cases, they've brought back aquatic life. In Green Bay, it could mean bringing back a city beach that's been closed since the 1940s. Patty Murray has more.
The Fox River runs into the Bay of Green Bay. The EPA has been dredging PCBs from its sediment as part of the Superfund program. That could end up putting the beach back into Bay Beach.
I feel like it's really good for the community. If there wasn't a beach, it would be really bad.
It would just be a bay with no beach.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
That's 5.5-year-old Ren Cast. She was visiting the park on opening day in May. Her father, DJ, and mother, Jenna, agreed with her.
So if they can clean it up and make Bay Beach an actual beach to swim in as well, I think that's only better for the community.
Yeah. Do you think you'd bring your family here more often if there was an actual beach?
I think so. I mean, we try to go to beaches, but it's hard to find any that are nearby. So if there was one here that was usable, that would definitely be a bonus.
Bay Beach is a city park that has a variety of amusement rides, including the Zippin' Pippin' roller coaster. The beach permanently closed around 1945, according to Mary Jane Herber, a historian with the Brown County Library. She believes part of what made it a good swimming beach was its depth.
It's very, very shallow. You can, and there's certain parts of the bay that you can walk out for, I don't know, 1/10 of a mile or more.
But those shallow waters kept contaminants close to shore. Locals even coined a term for it.
Oh, I think they called it the itch, you know, that there would be something in the water that would give people some kind of a rash.
In French, Green Bay is La Baie Verte and partly takes its name from algae. Along with industrial and human or bird waste, algae would periodically close the beach over the years, then it shut down for good.
That was closed for water pollution way back when.
Donnelly Dinsmore is the DNR's beach coordinator. She says the closure of Bay Beach was partly due to paper mills.
Discharges from industry were going directly into the water.
Dinsmore says temporary closures on the state's coastal beaches are usually caused by algae or E. coli.
These are naturally occurring bacteria, and so what we're monitoring is when does the level rise to the level that we think that we should advise people to exercise more caution.
The city of Green Bay is doing a feasibility study on reopening the beach. The city would also have to get permits from the EPA and DNR, so any swimming is still several years off. Jason Arnoldy has worked at the park for 22 years and is now its manager. In that time, he's seen nature rebound.
We've noticed a lot of return of certain wildlife, pelicans, stuff like that, and so the water is getting a lot cleaner. We still have to do some more tests and see exactly where we're at, but it's looking a lot better.
If and when a beach opens, Arnoldy says it could do wonders for attendance.
I think in general in Green Bay, since the closest beach is about 30 miles away, it means a lot to the community to have something like that back in the Green Bay area. Obviously for us, we see a lot of a lot more people out here, people in just out here to enjoy the beach itself versus just going on rides.
Meanwhile, dredging continues on the river. People continue to ride the rides, and what was once the sandy beach sits vacant and covered in rocks. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.